Hello, familia. ¿Cómo están ustedes? So this week has been a very great week, like a super crazy emotional roller coaster, but it ended up being a very good week. So that's good. Yeah, I'm super happy right now, but we'll get to that in a bit. We started out pretty good. Monday we bought those sweet Boca shirts that were like really cheap. They were like 300 pesos, which is like really good. They were original, like pretty much the exact shirts that the Boca team wears when they play against people. So that's good. And then we were gonna go play soccer with some of the other missionaries, but we weren't able to because when we went and bought the shirts, it took too long, so we didn't do that, but oh well, it was still a good P day. Then Tuesday, I had an intercambio with Elder Sievertsen, the district leader here in La Plata. And that was really fun. Like, we found some new investigators, and he's a good guy. But yeah, I mean, nothing like too big happened that day. Just like walking around looking for people. We taught this guy that was like super Catholic, that was like, "Yeah, I'm Catholic and I don't want to change anything, but I'll listen to what you guys have to say." So we shared lesson one with him about the restoration, and he was like, "Oh, this is interesting. I don't believe it, but it was interesting." And we're like, "Well, we're only here to share a message, so like, you have to read about it and learn that it's real for yourself, right?" And so that was good. And he's like, "Yeah, okay, I'll read your book and see, you know, like what happens." And we're like, "Okay, sweet." So we're gonna pass by tomorrow and visit him again. Then let's see, Wednesday we had something happen. I don't remember. Wednesday. ¿Qué pasó miércoles? I don't know.
No sé.
I don't have any idea.
Ah, yo no tuve miércoles, tuve un intercambio.
Oh, sí, es cierto.
Sorry.
Está bien. But yeah, so then, Wednesday, we did something. Sorry, my head is killing me right now. I'm like suffering from like a head cold thing. So that's fun. Suffering. I'm suffering a head cold. I don't know, how do you say it? I have a head cold, I guess. But yeah, so that's good. Wednesday. What we've been doing is like this whole week, so we were like had planned four baptisms this weekend, and three, so there were three kids that were all in the same family, and then one other kid that was from a different family. Well, the one kid in the different than the other family, he was the nephew of the hermana that we baptized like 4 or 5 weeks ago. And so like we started teaching him, he was really pumped, so he like progressed really fast, and everything was like went really smooth with him. Well, these other three kids, like everything with their baptism was like so hard from the beginning. Like we had so many things come up that were gonna change the plans completely, or like they weren't gonna end up getting baptized, and so it was like a huge emotional roller coaster, like the entire week, what was gonna end up happening with them. But it was really cool how it all worked out. Like through a lot of prayer and fasting, it all worked out. But, like, they were gonna go to Paraguay, and then, like, because of that, they weren't gonna be able to baptize him. They weren't gonna be able to get baptized, and then, like, just everything just, like, kept, like, going back. But it was good. It ended up working out good. So that's, like, kind of what we were, like, focused on, like, during this week. We were also trying to, like, find more people to teach, obviously. But that's, like, really what we had our main focus. And so then, let's see, Thursday, Thursday morning we went out and we're looking for this one guy that we, talked to that had a, he said that we could only come in the morning, but he wasn't there, so, that was good. We went, who else did we look for? We basically have just been, like, looking for more people that we've, like, done Alibase or, like, contacts with that, like, are still there or whatever. Yeah, so Thursday, Thursday in the morning, we went out and worked hard. Nobody was there. This week, this weather has been, like, pretty crappy this week. It's been, like, really cold and stuff. And, like, when it's cold, the people don't want to listen to us. So that's fun. But, what happened was Thursday afternoon, I just, like, had a really bad, headache, like, super migraine. Like, I couldn't even open my eyes and stuff. So I just, like, went in the pension. I was just gonna, like, take a little nap just to kind of recuperate so I could go out and keep working. And then, like, I went back to the bench, fell asleep, and then next thing I knew, I woke up and, like, everybody was back, or, like, the other missionaries were back, and, like, were doing their weekly or their planning or whatever in the night, and it was already, like, 9 o'clock, and I had slept, like, 2 hours or something, 2 or 3 hours or something. It was, like, ridiculous. It's, like, the first time that I've, like, taken any time off to just, like, get rest for being sick or whatever. So, like, when I first woke up, I, like, felt guilty. I was like, gosh dang it, I could have, like, gone out and worked, but I needed it really bad, because I'd probably be a lot more sick right now if I didn't take that. But so, yeah, that's that. And then Friday, so Friday, this was, like, was tough. Friday, we went to the house for the kids, that were gonna get baptized, and then it was hard because, like, they were so close to, like, not going through with the baptism, because, like, what happened was, so they came here because they were in a bad situation, so their grandma, like, brought them here to Argentina. Well, then what happened is their grandma didn't have, like, the documents to, like, say that she's, like, their guardian or whatever. So then what happened was the kid's dad had to come and look for him to take him so that, like, they didn't have any problems with the, like, documents or whatever. And so then, like, what was going to happen is they were going to leave, like, Wednesday. No, they were going to leave Sunday today, to go to Paraguay with their dad. But what happened was, like, they ended up talking to their dad, and he was like, okay with the baptism going through. And so then we were like, okay, sweet. So we got everything ready for it. But then we came, and on Friday we came, and they were like, oh, yeah, so we're going to have to leave. So we don't know if we're going to be able to, if we're going to be able to do the baptism on Sunday. Like, I don't think it's going to work out. And we were like, oh, no. So we talked with them, and we're like, how about we do a fast, and we'll, just do a fast and see what happens. And if you guys have to go back to Paraguay and you can't, you know, stay and get baptized, then that's what God wants to have happen, right? And so they're like, okay, sweet, let's do it. So then happened is we fasted, and after we fasted, we got news from them that they had talked to their dad, and he was like, he gave them permission, and then also they were able to go to church, because that was another thing, is like they were going to have to be with their grandma and not go to church today, and they had to go to church today, obviously, to get baptized. And they almost weren't able to do that, and then we were able to like pull some strings, and they were able to go to the church. Then and then another thing was, then at their baptismal service, we didn't have like the signature of the of their dad to like give them permission, and so that was like a big deal. And we were gonna get it from him, because he was gonna come to the baptismal service, but he was coming from Paraguay, so he was like, it just like wasn't working out. And so then we called the president, the mission president. He was like, okay, well, if you can call him and get like the permission from him, like verbal permission. And if, like, you know, you tell him that you're going to come and sign it, or, like, you know, then you can go ahead and do the baptism. Right? We're like, okay, sweet. So we were able to call him, talk to him. He gave us the permission and was like, yeah, come by later tonight or tomorrow or something. I'll sign the papers and everything. We're like, okay. So then we were able to get the baptism, and like we're able to get them ready to go, and that was like a super huge tender mercy. And I don't think I'm doing a very good job of explaining it, because my brain is like not working right now, but either way, it was still really awesome. But yeah, and then Saturday was the baptism of Leandro. Leandro, he's the nephew of the hermana, and that was a really awesome experience. The same son of the hermana baptized him, so he baptized his mom and his cousin. So it was really cool. Like, it was a really awesome experience. And then today was the baptism of the kids, and it was really awesome. Like, the Word here has just been like really helping us with our investigators, like just be friendly to them and like make them feel like they're at home. And it's just been really awesome to see that. And but yeah, so tomorrow we have it planned that we're going to go play soccer with the kids out in the field over by our pension, so that's going to be really fun. I'm excited. I haven't played much soccer here. I don't know why I haven't played much soccer here, but I haven't. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to start tomorrow. But yeah, like, it's just been a great week. It went by really fast. But I hope all is well with you guys. I think the other elders are starting the torta frita night, so I'm going to go and eat my tortas fritas. Ooh. But sorry this is kind of a shorter recording, but just know that I love you guys tons, and I can't wait to see how your week went, and I love you all. Que estén bien. Ciao.